And those protests that Tom mentioned earlier played out across Brazil in the year leading up to the World Cup. The complaints focused on the high cost of hosting the games, many saying that money should have been spent improving schools, hospitals, and neighborhoods. During the tournament, the rallies were more muted, but just before yesterday's final, there was one more protest, and it turned violent. NPR's Russell Lewis was there.
Just a few miles from Maracanã Stadium, hundreds of people streamed into a plaza a few hours before game time. The marchers hoisted signs saying, FIFA, go home, and wore stickers asking, who is this cup for? The police presence was impressive. Hundreds of officers wearing full riot gear ringed the area as the peaceful demonstrations got louder. It wasn't long before the protesters entered the streets, blocking traffic and getting stopped by rows and rows of Brazilian officers. The police penned the group into a two-block area as they marched back and forth. Then this happened. A stun grenade fired right into the crowd, then another and another. Protesters scattered, and that's when the next wave of the assault began.
Police are firing tear gas. It's in the streets, and people are running away from it. It stings, of course.
The aggressive response continued as police moved in, beating protesters' heads with batons. Then they targeted the media. At least 11 journalists were hurt, their cameras ripped away. Before the protest, Rio de Janeiro activist Alice DeMarchi said the police have cracked down and gotten more aggressive in the past year to deter protesters.
The way that the militarization has spread on the city, the militarization process is very serious.
Another activist, Tomas Ramos, says one more reason demonstrators are upset is who gets a say in how the biggest cities operate.
Our cities are run in a fashion that money is freer than people, that profit is always put over life.
Ramos points to the destruction of lower-income neighborhoods and the high cost of living across the country. He says Brazil has never had so many protests as it has in the last year.
I think this is a moment where we're seeing an uprising of a new political generation of people, of these 99% of young Brazilians that don't want the 1% to run everything as they have in the last 500 years.
Ramos says change is coming from the streets, and he's expecting it to reach deeper into the next round of Brazilian elections in October. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro. Thank you.